Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hi everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
Hi, I'm Jess. Happy holidays, happy Fat Mascara Day.
This is the week that I feel like if the world were normal, this is the week where like everybody be rushing around, last minute holiday shopping, winding down work stuff, unless you work in the healthcare profession and you're busier than ever. Mm-hmm. Like all that stuff to just wrap up the end of the year and like see how the year was. It's, I don't know, I still get a good feeling. Plus, we're recording this in the middle of a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, it is. There's an epic snowstorm right now.
Global warming? What's that?
God.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I felt like there was a bit of a like a buzz in New York when I had to go pick up Lake for like a doctor's appointment. And when I went to go get her, I felt like the world was kind of like just scooting around, like doing things as quickly as they could, like running to the grocery store, like... It was kind of like in The Wizard of Oz when, like, you know, the twister's coming. You know, like, everyone's looking around like, gotta get home.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky. People get crazy about the snow here in the city. It's weird, though, not to have all those holiday parties to, like, do my makeup for. I kind of miss it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going nowhere.
Like, I just keep putting on a lipstick for all my Zoom calls, but it's like, holiday parties is when I used to be like, okay, we're doing a winged eyeliner, like a double wing, or like now's the time to bring out the glitter.
Yeah. No
little,
glitter.
Little nail art or something.
Are you doing anything festive? Are you doing any kind of
made latkes special? I did some latkes this past weekend with my friends.
We missed your latkes. Jeff actually brought them up the other day.
Yeah. New listeners might not know this, but every year I have a big Hanukkah party with like God knows how many people and always some random Australians. Gotta love the Australians. They just show up at a party no matter where you are and just crash it. They bring the party. And it was so weird this year. Like for a second, Eric was like, should we do it on Zoom? And I was like,
No, because I think the latkes and the noise, like the booming noise and the latkes
white
make
elephant gift exchange, like it's not the same.
Yeah. We had some latkes and they didn't hold up to your latkes. They were good, but they—
Girl, my latkes are from Trader Joe's. They're not even homemade.
Oh, really? Oh,
Did you know that?
No.
They don't feel homemade though, don't they?
But they're obviously really good. The latkes we had, they were good, but they kind of fell apart a little bit. You know, they were too shreddy.
My Bubby's secret recipe stays together. AKA bike over to Trader Joe's and buy 8 boxes an hour for the party.
Bubby the Secret.
I don't even have a Bubby. Okay.
Oh my God. Don't ruin the illusion. Don't ruin the illusion.
That's anyway, so I want to like, if you guys are doing the holidays, even if it's just with family, like put on a look for me. It'll make me so happy, you know?
All right. Now, well, we're recording again before like the our like, you know, small hiatus. Don't worry. We'll fill you in. We're not going to leave you hanging. I am going to put on some kind of look, like lip or something sparkly for you.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. And and let's get into this week's episode, this non-sparkly episode, but a good one. We're doing the news as per usual. We'll tell you what's going on in the world. Then how to support your beauty salons this season. Love
so
that.
So important.
And then, okay, I know this sounds wonky and I'm going to sound like your HR rep, but bear with me. We've got a beautiful way to spend your FSA dollars. And if you don't live in the United States, that might not make sense, but stick around because there's some good beauty products in that segment anyway. And we'll round it out with Raise the Wand.
I like that.
You look so excited. You look like the pupil in the first row of the teacher's class.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm sure this would come as a huge shock to all of our listeners, but I was that person.
What was that? I probably was too, let's be honest.
Really just like, I love learning and I'm so excited to learn from you. I have no idea what I'm going to hear. And I
can
love
just
beauty
picture
news.
You with your Lisa Frank notebook and some gel pens.
All the pens, all lined up. My little erasers that I didn't want to use because I don't want to mess up the design. Nerd alert.
I see you. Okay, gather around, kiddies. It's time for the beauty news. Okay. I didn't know if we wanted to go there, but I'm going there. Purito. So do I dare give a summary of the Purito sunscreen scandal? We touched upon this. We were on the Los Angeles podcast, mm-hmm. and it came up briefly, mm-hmm. but the story was moving fast. But lest the Fat Mascara listeners think this skipped over our radar, it did not. And this is right in our alley. So let me just bring you up to speed. Everybody loves the Centella Green sunscreen from Purito. An independent lab test showed that it actually had SPF 19, not SPF 50, as it claimed. So 2 weeks ago, Purito put out a statement saying it had ordered up its own independent review of all of its SPFs and all of its sunscreens. And until they got that back to confirm that they were giving you what they said they were giving you, they have paused sales of their sunscreens. And so I just want to point out, this does not mean they are trying to deceive you. It is possible that the batch that was tested by this independent test could have been through heat or could have oxidized in some way or could have had a faulty ingredient. So we're still trying to find out more. And I do want to also say, like, even Consumer Reports has done sunscreen testing and found that like up to half of sunscreens don't have the full SPF that they say that they do. This is the reason to get the highest SPF you can, to reapply. And we'll figure out what's going on with that soon. But if you have a bottle of Purito, you might want to throw it out. Okay. Another week, another celebrity skincare line. Truly, it's been like on the weekly, right?
Like fast and furious.
This one I'm not as 100% sure about, but I'm just putting it out there. Lady Gaga has been hinting on Instagram that she's creating a line. Well, she did create a line, but she says it's just for her. Sure. But the House Laboratories trademark, if you go back when she trademarked that, she also trademarked it on multiple skincare categories like sunscreen, cleanser, whatever. So like clearly she had plans to make skincare. And I feel like some of these celebrities had their lines ready and then realized, oh, shit, like Rihanna's doing hers now. J-Lo's doing hers. Selena's doing hers. Should I wait? So,
yeah, this was a crazy year. A very crowded marketplace.
So 2021, maybe Lady Gaga has something up her sleeve. Makeup artist Sir John teamed up with Barbie. This makes me so happy.
Two of my faves.
To create makeup looks for the iconic dolls. This is not like you can buy
so
these.
Cool.
It was more just for the Barbie style Instagram, by the way, is just a delight.
It's so good.
It's just like so he did them on the dolls, but they're only featured on the Instagram.
Okay.
They're beautiful though. But my takeaway is this. Wow. Barbie needed her brows beefed up because Sir John did what I like to think that is one of his signature things, that fluffed up brow from Beyonce's Lemonade video. And so all these looks have a bigger brow, and it's actually probably a reasonable brow. It's like my kind of brow, but you're so used to Barbie with those skinny arches. So
that's so funny.
You know, go look at them. I'll link to them on the blog too.
Okay.
All right, new fragrance launch. Victory International, the parent company of Trojan Condoms, has launched three fragrances. Does the world need the condom? It's branded Trojan, has a little Trojan horse head, kind of looks like the condom packaging. I'm not sure what they're thinking here is, but
who is this for?
Well, it's very binary, let me tell you. There's one for men. Actually, I shouldn't say there's one for men, there's one for women, and then there's one for everyone. So, I mean, they're not rewriting anything.
Okay.
It's nothing new. And the men's one is cardamom, frankincense, patchouli. Women's fragrance has pink pepper and floral with a patchouli base. And then the one for everyone, citrus, geranium, violet. And again, with the patchouli. So I don't know what's going on there, but now you can
interesting.
Have, yeah, $45 for 1.7 ounces. I don't know. Maybe it's like the Axe kind of vibe. Like they're trying to go for like people who are using personal care products. Anyway, they tried to say, like, they were trying to bring down the prices, but I don't think that price is all that low.
No, I was about to say, like, is this a drugstore thing? Like you said, the Axe, like, is it a body spray, like, spray everywhere? You know, like,
but they're
the guys used to spray Axe, like, down there, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think they just wanted to get into the fragrance world, because who doesn't? It's fun.
Yeah, okay.
You do you, Trojan.
Yeah.
Okay. And in Jen's Science Corner...
I knew we couldn't escape, even in the holidays.
Okay. I feel like Kirby and Sarah on Los Angeles were like, oh God, Jen, please don't do it.
No. Like, people really like the Science Corner. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. I think
they like the name of it. I think they're like, you know what, Jen? That's a great name for your...
It is. And I think it was very organic. But now we're here. I think we've built the Science Corner.
We have. Yeah. So let's talk about fragrance allergen labeling.
Okay.
As you may know, companies are not required here in the United States to list out all of the components and fragrances they use. And in many other countries,
it just says fragrance, right? It just says fragrance. Okay.
However,
that could be the kitchen sink. Okay.
Exactly. However, in the EU, there are 26 fragrance components that are required to be listed on the label because they are known allergens. However, a market surveillance study released this week by the European Network of Official Cosmetic Control Laboratories, they do this every couple years, tested for the past 2 years 932 beauty products and found that almost 8% were missing their allergen labels or had false information, and 3% of them that said they were fragrance-free actually contained some of those allergen-causing fragrance ingredients.
Mm.
So even when there are labeling guidelines, some things slip through the cracks. And I just wanted to give you an example, lest you think, like, I knew it, there was cancer-causing fragrances in my... No.
Yeah, because when people bring this up, when I said, like, it's the kitchen sink, well, yeah. I wasn't inferring that, like, people are sneaking bad things in there. But that's...
No, they have...
But that is what people are afraid of, right?
Right. But think about your favorite shampoo and you're like, no other shampoo smells like that and the scent lasts. Like, that is proprietary information for that company. They don't want everybody to go around making their great smelling thing.
Right.
So just one example is linalool.
Lavender, right?
It's in lavender. Yeah. It's a component. It's like a terpene alcohol that's in a lot of essential oils, especially woody fragrances and things like that. And it's an additive too. It can stabilize fragrances. Anyway, 6% of people, according to a British Journal of Dermatology study, are allergic to linalool. So this is one of those ingredients that the EU says, we got to put it on the label if it's in there, because 6% of people.
Okay.
Oh, I should note, they're allergic to the oxidized version of linalool, but it oxidizes the minute it hits air. So like if linalool's in there, you could have like a skin reaction.
Okay.
So it's possible if you bought something, you know, that's sold in Europe, which a lot of our cosmetics are here in the United States, and you had an allergic reaction, you're like, nothing on the label is anything I'm allergic to. It might've been mislabeled. So be careful.
All right.
That's the takeaway from Jen's Science Corner.
Okay.
If you have a heavy, a little error allergy.
I was about to say, this is quite niche though, right? Like I don't want
all everyone of these allergens thinking... are under 7% of the population.
Okay.
But I feel like a lot of people who have these allergies know it. Like we've had guests on even who are like, I know I'm allergic to whatever it is because you do the deductions yourself and start to realize what you're allergic to. So beware your labeling and I will link to that study so you can learn more about it because Jen's Science Corner is all about giving you the information you need.
Okay. In the spirit of the holidays, I wanted to talk about how we can all support our beauty peeps. It is no secret that like beauty salons, spas, they're having a tough time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not good.
Help me help them.
Yes, exactly. So I have been talking to some of my beauty pro friends and asking them how exactly, Jen, how we can help them. And two women that I wanted to call out who've really given me some great tips for this episode specifically are Joanna Vargas, the facialist here in New York and LA. You know her. She's been on the show. I would say facialist to the stars. She works with big celebrities like Julianne Moore, obsessed, and other major A-listers. And then the wonderful Mabelin Martin. She is the, I was going to say creative director, if I've gotten that a little bit wrong, I'm sorry, but she is the artistic creative brain behind Paintbox, one of the big and really well-known nail studios here in the city. They are bearing witness to what is happening, and certainly they're watching a lot of their colleagues struggle. So they've given me some great ideas that I want to pass along to you because wherever you live, in whatever country, city, I am sure you are watching the same thing happen to your peeps and you don't like it. So whether you would, no matter if your city or town is on lockdown or if you can still go to these places, these tips are relevant. Okay. And then I'm going to talk about we're going to separate into two ways. Ready? Whether you can go to your place or if it is on lockdown, you can buy a gift card. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So buying a gift card for yourself that you can use in the future or for your friends, for your loved one, is a great idea because you know you're going to go in the future, even if it's closed.
Yeah, I heard there's like a vaccine and like the world's going to open back up maybe sometime.
So, and you, like, it's like, I'm booking some things like just even for work for like March and like it sounds so far away. March is like right around the corner or like, like the summer is like right around the corner.
But they got to make rent this month.
Exactly. So like, it seems like it's like, I don't know. I don't want to spend the money now. Like everything seems like it's far away, but you know that you're going to like be paying that money in just a few months. So
yes,
please
buy gift cards.
Yeah, just please buy the gift card now. Okay. And then you'll feel like it's a free treatment when you do go. Another thing you can do, which I really like this idea, and this really comes in handy, I think, with like skincare and hair care, especially, but even nails too. Products. Okay. Products.
Yes.
Products are really a great idea because let's say you, want to go to like the facialist and they always like recommend a great skincare or whatnot. Instead of buying it off of blahblahblah.com, which like might be doing just fine, think about buying it directly from the spa or from the hair salon where they really could use that $20, $30, whatever it is, okay? That really makes the biggest difference. Also, like I just went the other day to Sunday's Nail Studio. They had really cute gift sets of like nail polish and stuff. So think about buying, rather than going to like the big guys, think about going and treating these spas and salons as like small business, like almost like small boutiques, not just like
Small Biz Saturday, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever they call it on Instagram now. Yeah.
Yeah. So besides,
I do that with books too. Sometimes I don't want to buy it from the big box .com. The one that starts with the letter A.
Yes.
So like I go to the local bookshop's website.
That's
even
very
small
commendable.
Stores now have, and small salons have e-tails that you can use.
That's very commendable. And I really do think that we all just kind of go to the big guys for the beauty products, but like you forget that these spas and salons have them. Okay, number three, and I thought this was super creative, and Joanna like brought this to my attention. I never even thought about this. This one's a little bit out of the box, but just stay with me here. Consultations. If there's like a makeup artist who you used to work with, maybe, you know, they would do your, this is like a little bit more niche, but like if you used to go to a makeup artist to, you know, get your makeup done for events, or maybe skincare. I mean, skincare is really a good one. She's like, can you hire them to do like a skincare edit? Like, you know, look at your stash or something fun and creative. Maybe this is not something on the menu of items that they have on their website, but if you want to support them, I think that's a really cool thing. Like, I know when I was obsessed with makeup as like a young person that wasn't in this business. I mean, I don't even need to be young to do this. I don't know why I added young, but somebody who wasn't in this business, hell yeah, I'd be like, friend, can you look at my skincare routine or can you look at my skin?
My hair colorist was putting together, okay, back to Amazon.
Yeah.
I was putting together little Amazon purchases for people to give them an at-home color kit if they couldn't come in.
Oh, I love that.
But like, I don't know. She wasn't charging, but I would not have taken her up on the service without giving her a little something to say thank you. Like, she's putting together the products she uses. She's giving you her trade secret.
Exactly. Like, how can I pay you for your time, basically? You know, think about like if there's a makeup artist friend that you love, like, can you give me a lesson? Just basically like, how can I pay you for your time and talent? I thought that was really creative, Joanna. So I love that. Then this one is free. And I've done this for a few people that I work with. Reviews. Okay, this takes like 5 minutes of your time. Write reviews for them on Google. Write reviews for them on, you know, whatever, like neighborhood review site.
I just did this on New Beauty for my dermatologist.
And
I even posted
Heidi.
A picture. That's how much I love her.
That's
like
great.
My before and after. Because think how much you use those services.
Totally.
And she is a world-class, it's Heidi Waldorf, dermatologist. She only like 7 reviews because I think the people that go to her like don't take the time to do it. But that stuff really helps them.
Exactly. For now, but also like when the world opens back up like normal, that is super, super helpful.
What a nice gift.
Yes. Yelp, Google, all the things. Just it takes like 5 minutes. You could do it while you're watching TV. Come on. Like it's like such a really nice thing. And they will see it and they will appreciate it. Now, last two things. If you go to the spa or salon, whatever, if you are able to go to the actual place and you use their services, this is a big one, guys. Listen up. Promote it on social. Social is down big time because I think people are feeling a little sheepish, like, oh, should I say I've been there? You know, like, am I going to get
No, you're
shamed?
Their guerrilla marketing team right now. They need you.
Mm-hmm.
Show that they did it safe, that everybody was masked up and it all went smoothly.
You took the words out of Mabelin's, I'm sorry, you took the words out of Mabelin's mouth. She said,
No,
just to exactly, no, like, hello, no, like, you're right on the same page. I love that. Promote it on social and say how clean the place was, assuming it was clean, assuming that you were happy with the protocols,
yeah.
And talk about how they are COVID safe. And then last but not least, this is an obvious one. If you go, please be generous with the tips because, man, people are hurting.
Yeah, that's all really good stuff. And this time of year, it's what we're thinking about giving back to others. So thank you for doing that little bit of research. And thank you to our expert.
Thank you.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Let's get sexy. You know what I'm talking about. Health insurance.
No. No. Don't make me talk about it.
I swear, when I worked in an office, I was that girl. Everybody, people older than me, younger than me, they'd like sneak up to my little cubicle. Like when open enrollment came around, they're like, I heard you know how to do this health insurance stuff. Like, I don't know. I was like the mom of the office when it came to like personal finance and health insurance.
I cry whenever like
I feel like you, even when we were in the beauty hub together, like you'd be like, wait, because you were starting out, like, yeah, you're just coming back to Hearst. I know you asked me questions about this. Because who else is gonna like go through all the paperwork and figure out the best deal? But
I always end up having like a breakdown on the floor.
It's not easy. All right. So if you're not in the United States,
Fast forward.
Fast forward just like a couple minutes because I'll get to the products that you should buy and they're good ones. But here in the United States, we do not have universal health care. I know, big surprise.
It's so dark.
But
it's
more than 80% of large employers offer health insurance, of course, but part of it is FSAs and HSAs. These are flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts. And what happens is you take out a chunk of money pre-tax, and then you use that money to pay for things like prescriptions, medical supplies, et cetera. Basically, what that does for you, it gives you a savings of anywhere from like 20 to 40% based on your income bracket.
But you also need to have like an advanced degree to be able to use it and figure
you
it out.
You have to do the math because if you're someone who's like, I don't take any regular prescriptions, I'm never going to use the $2,000 I need to put aside, maybe it doesn't make sense for you. You do kind of have to do a little algebra with like X is the amount of things I buy, blah, 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 whatever. A lot of people do this still. 33 million Americans use these accounts. So for the 33 million of you out there, I know that's just a portion of Fat Mascara listeners. Some news. You can buy freaking sunscreen with your FSA dollars. You can buy skincare. You can buy a lot of over-the-counter medications. You can buy acne products. You could buy contact lens solution, anti-itch ingredients. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I know that, but how do you tell which ones? Little did I know that lots of websites have an FSA and HSA section, like Walgreens, CVS, Amazon. There's even something called the FSA store. So you go on there, you put in your little FSA debit card, most of them are debit cards, and it's nearing the end of the year. You got to use up that money in many cases. You can't use it next year. Why not buy your sunscreen for next year? It's not going to expire. You're using it all year round, of course, but it'll still be fine by the time the summer rolls around. I didn't know that you could use it on sunscreen. Otherwise, I would have. It's all gone now, so whatever. I went on some of these sites and I did a little shopping for you. So I picked out some favorites.
Yeah, what should one get with their FSA? And it also, one of the main things I remember at FSA is you've got to use it or lose it, right?
I know, you always see those signs up in the drugstores right around this time of year, like use your FSA and you're like, what is that again? Do I have that?
But yeah, I mean, I think that you mentioned 33 million Americans have it. I think that the government or these companies, not the government, the companies, they make a lot of money from people not using their FSA.
Yeah, I don't know where the dollars go to. I didn't do that research. Instead, I did the research on what products
lining the executives' pockets, Jen.
We need to do an investigative documentary on that. Okay, Elta MD SPF 40. We're not just talking about your basic sunscreens. These are your good, fancy facial sunscreens. That is one of my faves. It's $29.50.
So nice.
But like, depending on your income bracket, you could be basically getting it for 40% off. Because remember, the dollars you're using from your FSA account were not taxed. So they go further. Another one, Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen. FSA eligible. Love that product. Aquaphor is FSA eligible. Burt's Bees Baby. I know you love the Burt's Bees Baby line.
Yes.
Have you ever used their multi-purpose ointment?
I have not.
It's like 100% natural. It does have beeswax, so I don't think it's vegan, but it's a face and body baby ointment. Lovely. Mm. Great. It makes for a great like shine enhancer on the cheeks. Okay, don't tell your HR rep that you're using your FSA money on makeup, but it's basically a makeup product. Also, I noticed some of the lip colors with SPF were also on the site. And last, powdered sunblocks. Now, this is, I'm sorry, straight up makeup in my book. I know they have SPF, but they are so nice for touching up throughout the day or even adding bronze if you get a slightly darker color than you have. Some of my favorite brands, I never know. Color Science or Colore Science, Jess?
I thought it was just Color Science.
I know, but it's got that E in there. Yeah. It always throws me off.
That's weird. Oh, God.
And I want to say it like Italian. Colore Science.
I think I've been dropping the E. Sorry, Colore
That's
Science.
My old school favorite. I did discover Brush on Block. Okay. Recently, which has like a browner tone for my medium olive skin that I liked. Mm. And then Isdin has a powdered sunscreen.
Oh, that's Isdin a hot brand.
Lovely sunscreens. So all of these are, you know, you got a couple dollars. Even if you have like $20 left, you're like, what the hell am I going to buy for $20? Go buy yourself
a nice sunscreen. Yeah.
And use up those FSA dollars. And last but not least, only 22% of people who are eligible for these accounts use them. So when open enrollment comes around next year, that's usually November for people who don't know, really do the math and see if maybe an FSA makes sense for you. Maybe you buy a lot of sunscreen.
I gotta say, this, you know why 22% do it? Because they don't make it easy to understand.
I'm gonna start getting DMs. Like now everybody's like personal health insurance consultant.
Oh yeah, well done. I have to tell you, they really need to spell it in crayon for everyone. They've gotta stop with this. But I think, Jen, this little thing you've done, this tutorial, was very helpful. I think you should be outsourced to HR. I think you've got a consultant gig.
Oh my God, could you picture me in HR? Yes. I'd be like, just get over it, whatever it is. You'll be fine. Reframe, moving on.
Thank you, Jen. This was very helpful.
Sure. It is time to raise a wand. I just have to say, Ellie, who's about to raise a wand, you probably did not like that last segment. It had nothing to do with you because you live in Paris where you have healthcare and don't have to worry about FSA dollars. Sorry, Ellie. Take it away.
Hi, Jen and Jess and the Fat Mascara fam. This is Ellie calling from Paris. I've been listening since the first episode, but this is the first time I've called in. Love the show. Love the community that you've built up on Instagram and Facebook as well. I want to raise a wand to the Worth the Hype mascara from NYX. It's volumizing and lengthening, but not too much of either. So it's perfect for every day. It just kind of looks like your lashes, but really better and makes you look really awake. It's super affordable. It's like under $10, £10, €10. And yeah, thanks.
That was a good one. You know, we have not had a good mascara razor wand from a listener in a long time. I don't even know if we've raised a good mascara razor wand a little bit.
I don't think I have. Thank you, Ellie. Nick's worth the hype. If you guys want to give us your razor wands, I know you do. You can email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com or you can give us a call, 646-481-8182. Just leave a little message and maybe you'll be on the show in 2021.
Also, I have to say her voice was very beautiful. And
it was. Yeah. I got a lot of British accents. I got a Wales accent as I was going through earlier today. It was like a Euro moment this week. We got a lot of European submissions. So
yeah, thank you. And I appreciated the compliment. She likes the community. I also really like the community.
I do too.
Love hearing from you guys. Thank you.
Share with the community your razor wand, Jess, or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
I'm obsessed with this candle, and I really struggled because it is expensive, but I decided it has many, many uses. It is the Esker Candle and Planter.
Oh, and I've seen this bad boy.
Oh, my God.
This is so you.
And Palo Santo scented scent throw. Out the wazoo, people. This has got scent throw. And it has this gorgeous, like the candle holder is basically a planter. And they tell you to do that. So when the candle burns down, you're going to plant stuff in it. It has like these little terrazzo pieces of glass and this orange and gold. It's gorgeous. It would go with any type of decor. The coolest part about it is the little dust sheet. P.S. I did not know this. You know how oftentimes a candle comes with that little piece of paper, the ring with the hole cut out for the wick sitting on top?
Yeah.
Do you save that?
No.
I never save it, but fancy candle people do because when they're not burning the candle, they put it on top so it doesn't get dust sitting in there. So then when it's time to light it, they pull it off. That way, like, they don't set the dust on a fire. Let's be honest, you and I burn the candle so often.
It's always going, except for when I'm sleeping.
No time for dust to settle. Well, the little dust circle on this particular candle is made of planted seed paper with herbs. Mm. So you burn down the fabulous candle, you stick the little soil in there with the seed thing, and then you grow herbs in your gorgeous thing. And I cannot wait in the spring to show you guys what's going to be growing out of this gorgeous candle. Also, it smells good. And I just treat yourself. It's $85, but it has multiple uses.
I think
that's fancy and Italian looking.
That's very cool. And I like, you know, I've been thinking a lot, and I know we'll talk about this more as life goes on, but like, you know, what are these sustainable? What does it mean to be sustainable? What's sustainable brands? You know, is it just more stuff? This is something that you can actually keep. And for $85, you know, you better damn well find.
But it's a piece of home another, decor.
Yeah, exactly. It's home decor and a beautiful candle. And also a very beautiful gift. That's a very nice thing to give someone.
Oh, that'd be a good gift. That's not what I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So now I have a razor wand that's kind of old school. It's like an OG razor wand. It's a body butter. I am a little dry prune lady right now with the, I'm home with the hot radiator, you know, that dry old, you know, pre-war heat, you know, like it's yeah. just like the, you know, my apartment. Remember like,
when I mean, I know over, New York apartments. People don't know this. The radiator goes on. It doesn't go off.
Yeah, yeah. Like you cannot control the heat unless you open up the window. So it is what it is. So it's very hot. So I'm very into body butters right now. And one of the first body butter, not one of the first body butter I ever tried was the Body Shop body butter. Mm. And I have to tell you, this thing still holds up. You know, it comes in the little tub. It is like you could, you know, scratch your name into it. It's like so rich and creamy. I love the shea one. I love the olive oil one. It smells gorgeous. It has a really nice texture that like leaves you soft and dewy. Like sometimes like you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Like going back to these classics has been really nice for me. And yeah. you can get, if you don't need to you don't need to invest in a big old tub, just the little guys for like $6 are really nice. Or if you want to throw down and get the one for $20, $21 or something, that's nice too. And then of course, you know, Body Shop is a brand that has always been talking about the causes that are now like, you know, fashionable, like for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So it feels nice to support a brand like that. I like it. I dig it.
I know they repackaged it like maybe a year or two ago. And I was like, oh no, did they change the formula?
No, It's still really good.
It's good. They made it a winner from the beginning. Nice razor wand. I'm glad you did low and I went high. So we had a high-low moment. All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday for our annual naughty and nice episode.
Oh my God. Jen and I are making our lists right now. And God, this year's a doozy.
Oh, it's going to be fun, though, because it's just fun and festive, and we can't wait to celebrate with you guys.
Okay, see you then.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.